Dr. Kreiner Cash is superintendent of Buffalo Public Schools, a district of about 33,000 students and the second largest district in New York State. Thank you for joining us today on WBFO.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
All right. So I want to get started by discussing this new study that came out just this week that found that something close to 100,000 children across the country tested positive for the virus in the last 2 weeks of July. There's also been other studies showing that Black and Hispanic children, if they contract the virus, are more likely to develop severe symptoms and require hospitalization than their white peers. So in your role as superintendent of this large urban district, what's your best guidance to parents and students right now as they think about sending their children back, you know, potentially to school buildings?
Well, that's the big question of the hour in my mind. I've been worrying about that for months now. I'm very familiar with both studies. The latter study in particular impacts Buffalo Public Schools. We have 83% of our children are children of color. And come from high poverty, high need backgrounds and families, as far as income, as far as some of the health conditions that underlie many of our families. They're exactly the kind that COVID likes, it seems to. And so it's a big, big worry for me. And that's why I'm not comfortable at this time for having children come back into schools in person. We absolutely want our children and families to continue for the children's education. I think there's been a lot of COVID loss, as we call it, during this time, unintentionally, but it's just the reality. And the longer children for Buffalo Public Schools go without the supports, the many, many supports that they receive on a daily basis from our many, many professional educators, as many of our students have 6-7 specialist roles working with them in a given day beyond just the classroom teacher. And without all of that support that they normally would have, I just worry on end.
You said not being comfortable with students back in the building, but it full. Is still an option for full in person. Okay, so
and,
I was going to say it
and
is still
everybody. And
got
everybody.
It. Right. Not a full reopening. Right. So it's my understanding that parents now have a deadline to select whether they would like to go with a hybrid in-person and remote option or the remote only option. Is that right? And can you confirm the deadline for me for parents?
Well, it's what we're trying to do. I don't like the sound of a deadline in a pandemic. It just doesn't sound flexible enough for me. What we're trying to do is sooner than later, and we still have some work to do ourselves. So after this Friday, and by Monday, Tuesday of next week, we should have a clearer distillation of what these plans will look like. That way, now parents have a real option to actually choose from. I felt like we were putting them under a superfluous deadline of August 21st, when if they didn't understand what their options were. And so we're trying to clarify that and distill it down into a real, real good, if not graphic, a concise verbal 3 columns. Here's your choices. Here's your options.
Okay.
And that kind of choice.
Okay.
So we would like that to be August 21st.
So it would be August 21st. Because I was just going to say, I thought you said we're not holding them to the August 21st.
I'm shooting for as close to that as possible because we're coming up on September 8th. If some need another week, we can handle another week, you see. So it's fluid. It's fluid. But the sooner we get it back, the more granulated we can plan.